and the long dead as well, deed polled their names and thus equipped himself with a proud pedigree overnight. That was slightly worrying even for Horsefry. Everyone lied about their ancestors, and that was fair enough. Buying them was slightly disconcerting, but in its dark, original stylishness, it was so very Reacher Guilt. A lot of rumours had begun concerning Reacher Guilt, just as soon as people had noticed him and started asking, "Who is Reacher Guilt? What kind of a name is Reacher, anyway?" He threw big parties, that was certain. They were the kind of parties that entered urban mythology. Was it true about the chopped liver? Were you there? What about the time when he brought in a troll stripper and three people jumped out of the window? Were you there? And that story about the bowl of sweets? Were you there? Did you see it? Was it true? Were you there? Half of Ankh Morpork had been, it seemed, drifting from table to buffet to dance floor to gaming tables, every guest seemingly followed by a silent and obliging waiter with a laden drinks tray. Some said he owned a gold mine. Others swore that he was a pirate. And he certainly looked like a pirate, with his long, curly black hair, pointed beard and eye patch. He was even said to have a parrot. Certainly the piracy rumour might explain the apparently bottomless fortune and the fact that no one, absolutely no one, knew anything about him prior to his arrival in the city. Perhaps he'd sold his past, people joked, just like he bought himself a new one. He was certainly piratical in his business dealing, Horsefry knew. Some of the things... 12.5%! 12.5%! When he was sure that he hadn't, in fact, had the heart attack he had been expecting all day, Horsefry crossed the room, swaying just like a man who's had a little drink or two to steady his nerves, and lifted the dark red cloth that, it turned out, concealed the parrot cage. It was, in fact, a cockatoo, and danced frantically up and down on its perch. 12.5%! 12.5%! Horsefry grinned.
"Ah, you've met Alphonse," said Reacher Guilt. "And to what do I owe this unexpected pleasure, Crispin?"
The door swung slowly behind him into its felt-lined frame, shutting out the sound of distant music. Horsefry turned, the brief moment of amusement evaporating instantly into the fearful turmoil of his soul. Guilt, one hand in the pocket of a beautiful smoking jacket, gave him a quizzical look.
"I'm being spied on, Reacher!" Horsefry burst out. "Veterinari sent one of..."
"Please, sit down, Crispin. I think you require a large brandy."
He wrinkled his nose.
"Another large brandy, should I say?"
"I wouldn't say no. Had to have a little snifter, you know, just to calm my nerves. What a day I've had."
Horsefry plumped down into a leather armchair.
"Did you know there was a watchman on duty outside the bank almost all afternoon?"
"A fat man? A sergeant?" said Guilt, handing him a glass.
"Fat, yes. I didn't notice his rank." Horsefry sniffed. "I've never had anything to do with the watch."
"I, on the other hand, have," said Guilt,
wincing to see very fine brandy drunk in the way Horsefry was drinking it.
"And I gather that Sergeant Colon is in the habit of loitering near large buildings, not in case they are stolen, but in fact simply because he enjoys a quiet smoke out of the wind. He is a clown, and not to be feared."
"Yes, but this morning one of the revenue officers came to see that old fool Cheeseborough."
"Is that unusual, Crispin?" said Guilt soothingly. "Let me top up your glass there."
"Well, they come once or twice a month," Horsefry conceded, thrusting out the empty brandy glass. "But..."
"Not unusual, then. You're shying at flies, my dear Crispin."
"Veterinari is spying on me," Horsefry burst out. "There was a man in black spying on the house this evening. I heard a noise and I looked out and I could see him standing in the corner of the garden."
"A thief, perhaps?"
"No, I'm fully paid up with the guild. I'm sure someone was in the house this afternoon, too. Things were moved in my study. I'm worried, Reacher. I'm the one who stands to lose here. If there's an audit..."
"You know there won't be, Crispin."
Guilt's voice was like honey.
"Yes, but I can't get my hands on all the paperwork. Not yet. Not until old Cheeseborough retires. And Veterinari's got lots of little, you know, what are they called? Clerks, you know, who do nothing but look at little bits of paper. They'll work it out, they will. We bought the grand trunk with its own money."
Guilt patted him on the shoulder.
"Calm yourself, Crispin. Nothing is going to go wrong. You think about money in the old-fashioned way. Money is not a thing. It is not even a process. It is a kind of shared dream. We dream that a small disc of common metal is worth the price of a substantial meal. Once you wake up from that dream, you can swim in a sea of money."
The voice was almost hypnotic, but Horsefry's terror was driving him on. His forehead glistened.
And Greenham's pissing in it,"
he snapped, his little eyes aglint